The deputy, Lino Anguzu, through the chief state attorney, Richard Bedivamuka, has withdrawn charges of malicious information and hate speech against Hassan Malemarevi and replaced them with publishing fake news and broadcasting without a license. The charges are still in respect of the allegations he made against the Chief Justice, Dr. Flavin Zaija, and Court of Appeal Justice Musa Sekana, but this time he's being charged under regulation of the Uganda Communications Regulation Statutory Instrument of 2019. Mavirizi has been charged afresh before Buganda Road Court Chief Magistrate Rita Kadasa and has been remanded to Luzira Prison until 15th April 2026. However, Mavirizi declined to plead not guilty or guilty to the new charges and insisted that the presiding magistrate should recuse herself from handling his case, citing all the misunderstandings Mavirizi has with this Chief Magistrate. Still in court, Law Development Center Court has charged and remanded to prison a journalist, Arnold Anthony Mokose, for broadcasting fake news and sending false distress signal message about the First Lady Janet Kataha Museveni that she's dead. It's alleged that Mokose committed the offense knowingly, together with others still at large between 26th January and 29th March 2026, when they unlawfully published fake news using an online platform, Alternative Digital Channel. Mokose has denied the charges before Grade 1 Magistrate Ivan Maloba and applied for bail through his lawyers Kato and Kakuru Tumusime. Prosecution has challenged the authenticity of the documents his lawyer presented, especially when Mokose has a permanent place of residence within the jurisdiction of the LDC court. It's against this background that Magistrate Maloba has remanded Mokose to Luzira Prison until 14th April 2026 for a prosecution reply to Mokose's bail application.